Danny West of HogSports.com. It's our Double B's recruiting roundup. Double B's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. There are 29 locations throughout Arkansas. There's sure to be a location close by. Double B's stores always stocked fully with everything you might need. And be sure and check for all Double B's in-store specials. Select Double B's locations have in-store delis such as Quiznos, Chester's Chicken, Pizza Pro, Subway, and even Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Check out the Double Bright car washes also in select locations. That's Double B's, where you gas it, grab it, and go. Danny, good afternoon.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
It's going good, Danny. A week from today, we will know who will be Arkansas Razorbacks and who will not, won't we?
Yes, we will. It feels like we finally hit the home stretch. Right now, you're just trying to close your eyes and get to the finish line with as much as possible. Just about 6 days to go now.
Danny, real quick, before we head to the phones, talk about this stretch that Arkansas is about to go down. Alex Collins, running back, has said that he will announce on February the 4th where he will be attending college. It looks like, from everything that I've been able to gather, is that it's between Arkansas and Miami. And
yeah.
Alti Tenpenny is also, I believe, going to make it known where he is going before his signing ceremony on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think they'll have plenty of time to make other moves if they don't get those two guys. Like you said, Alex will be making a decision on Monday on a television program, I believe. And I look for Alti to go ahead and let them know of his decision one way or the other, you know, a couple of days in advance probably. So, they'll have some time to make other moves. Right now you're sitting at 17 commitments. Feels like a pretty low number, and it is. When the goal is 25, we do not expect them to reach 25 in this class. It appears they'll probably finish somewhere around 20, maybe 21. And then whatever's left, of course, they'll count back next December.
We had a couple callers throughout the week, and we've tried to remember most of the questions. I guess the main question we had a couple times was the running back from Florida. Is it Cross?
Collins.
And then Tenpenny, the question was, would we want both of them? And then it is, you know, Collins as good as Tenpenny? Would we just be fine getting him?
You would definitely. If you could get both of those guys, you would definitely want both. You know, it's funny, a lot of people, and I'm not just saying this because Alti looks as if, you know, it's going to Alabama, but a lot of people actually rank Collins ahead of Tenpenny based on film and the competition they face. But, you know, bottom line is they're both big-time players, and you would definitely be happy with either one of them, but getting both would just be a grand slam.
Danny, last weekend there was a big recruiting weekend. Obviously, Alex Collins in Fayetteville. How did his trip go?
Everything went well, probably as well as it could have for Alex Collins. I think Arkansas really, you know, he came up here, he kind of had an idea of what to expect, but you know, a lot of kids come in and they think they know what to expect, and they get here and experience Catfish Hole and some of these crazy Arkansas fans. He was really blown away by everything he saw. Like Trey said, it looks like it's going to be Miami or Arkansas. Alex said, you know, on Sunday that there is still five schools. I'm not really buying that. I think it comes down to Arkansas and Miami on Monday, and I actually feel pretty good about Arkansas's chances, believe it or not. The reason I say that is, you know, Miami's sanctions, it looks like they're going to be in a little bit of trouble, and he probably won't know, you know, what the extent of that trouble is until or before he makes a decision. So I think that might actually work in Arkansas's favor a little bit. That's a scary deal down there right now at Miami. You never know. Never know what the NCAA is going to do to that program.
Definitely. Let's start off with Terry in the Rock. She's got a question for you, Danny. Terry, thanks for calling.
Okay. Hey, how's it going today, fellas? Hey,
sorry, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, so listen, two things. First of all, Alti Tenpenny is something that Arkansas needs. The guy is a class act. He don't have his pants hanging off his butt. The dude talks like he has common sense. He's got home training. He's got manners. I know his manager, who happens to live next door to me, at the burger joint he works at, and I was told for a couple months to be quiet about it, don't say anything. You know, but everybody pretty much knows now. Alty is the guy that y'all need for the face of the school. Tell me about this Skinner dude, this dude that everybody's been talking about all week. Who's he?
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Not a problem.
Who was he? Dan
Skipper.
The last question?
Dan Skipper. Oh. Tell us a little bit about Dan Skipper.
Yeah, Dan Skipper, in my opinion, might be, you know, you've got Hunter Henry in this class, and he's probably the top dog in this year's class, but right behind him, in my opinion, is Dan Skipper. We've got him as a three-star prospect, but I think he's much better than that. You know, just looking at his offer list, you see Florida State, Oklahoma, Ohio State, some of these schools, and I just think Arkansas got a big-time steal there. They put Coach Pittman on him and Coach Chaney, and, of course, he was committed to Tennessee with those guys. So a very strong relationship with them, and it paid off on Monday. You know, big 6'10", 295 guy from Arvada, Colorado. You know, 6'10", you look at that, and Matt, maybe you're able to speak on this a little bit. It sounds like he may be even too big to play offensive line, but once you watch his film, he doesn't play like a 6'10 guy at all. He can really get low and bend and you know, use his legs. He can run around really well. And he's kind of got that mean streak that you look for. He knows he's bigger than everyone on the field, and he doesn't mind showing that.
Yeah, the thing about a guy like that and people that's seen film on this guy is it's going to be about his feet because he's tall and strong enough. And like you said, if he has quick enough feet – and his arms being so long will also help. But if he has big enough feet or quick enough feet, you're going to be low. You know, you're not just standing straight up. It will help as long as his feet are quick enough.
Let's go to Steve in Georgia. Steve, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good to talk to you here from sunny day after the storm here in Georgia. But I just wanted to say a little thing about the Sporting News article that really and truly, what difference does it make now? I mean, really. And I just wanted to ask you guys, are there any red shirt that we are, you know, we may be looking at this coming year that maybe we didn't really kind of know about, or did we play a lot of them, or what is the situation is on that? And I'll let you guys go.
Thank you.
Guys, have a good one.
Thank you, Steve. Red shirts, Danny.
Yeah. Hey, I look at the defensive line. You know, Dietrich Wise, mm-hmm. Defensive end, huge guy. Jamichael Winston, another big-time defensive end who didn't play this year. Yeah, there's definitely some talent that they feel good about. A couple of offensive linemen as well. I look at Cordell Boyd, and I really think he's going to have a good career here. Very strong guy out of Memphis. There's a few others, but I think the strength of it would probably be on the offensive line. And Jeremy Ward is another offensive lineman. He can play guard for you, center. But, yeah, definitely a good class last year, and they were fortunate to be able to redshirt some of those guys. I think you'll see it pay off this year.
Let's go to Big Papa in the Rock. Big Papa, thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm enjoying y'all show.
Thank you.
What I wanted to know, if anybody seen the high school, the Best on Best game. I watched Hunter Henry in the Best on Best. And, I don't know, you know. I don't know. You know, he was the best out of Arkansas. But seeing to me, like when he got to be the Best on Best, I think he was one ball, and I thought it was catchable that they threw to him. At the, and the other ball was just, you know, seemed like it was over his head. Did anyone watch that game?
I did not watch the game, but I'll help you out a little bit with these all-star-type games. They're just going to be a little bit different as far as they're not going to work to a specific player's strength. They're going to run different plays, and what Coach Bielema will be able to do is work to his strength and put him in good spots. Now, I didn't see if he dropped a pass or whatever. But that's just one thing you have to remember watching All-Star games. They're just kind of out there playing, and it's not always they're not always trying to make the players succeed. They're just running the offense.
Right, and then I agree with you on that. But I got one more question. Don't you think it takes at least three good backs to play in this SEC because it's so tough? I think with this day, I watched Day at North Florida. I mean, he is. I believe he will be one of. He's going to be a great back. You know, he kind of reminds me of Eric Dickerson, the way he runs. He runs strong. And it takes more than one person to tackle. If we get him, I think we're going to you'll see a different type back. You know, he's not flashy. He's strong. He's fast. And he run hard. We got a good one in that one. I just said.
Thank you, Big Papa. Let's go to Mark in The Rock. Mark, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Let's go to
– Hello?
Hey, Mark, can you turn down your radio?
I sure can. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
The guy, your guest, I just had a question for him.
Yeah, sure.
The kid up in, I think it's Bentonville, the running back, Tierras, is that how you say his name? Wallace?
Terrace Wallace.
I don't know. I've heard nothing but great things about the guy. And he just, it just didn't seem like he had any offers other than, you know, lower tier Division I schools. And then I know he committed to Memphis, but. I'm just curious why Arkansas didn't pursue that guy. I never saw him play, but I know he played in the highest classification in the state, and Bentonville, you know, a great program in Bentonville. I'm just curious what he can tell me about that kid and why he didn't have more offers than what he got. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Terrace Wallace, one of my favorite kids in this year's class, to be honest with you. You can't find a better kid than him. He's a little smaller. You know, he's one of those compact guys. He's about 5'9", 210, something like that. But normally when you take a guy like that, you want a little more speed than what he's got. He is very strong. And of course, I think Air Force came in and offered, Navy. And then, of course, Memphis went ahead and offered, and he committed there. I think that's really a good fit for him. A very highly productive guy. You know, going into this past season, a lot of people said, hey, let's see what he can do, you know, now that he won't have this big stellar offensive line to run behind. And he goes out there and puts up 1,700 yards again. So super, super kid. You just wish he was a little bigger and maybe a little faster, and he'd probably have a shot at some bigger offers.
Let's go to Charles in North Little Rock. Charles, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hello. Are they offering more defensive linemen than offensive linemen?
Did you say, are they offering more defensive linemen?
They after anymore. Okay. Thank you, Charles. Yeah. Danny, offensive linemen, defensive linemen.
Yeah, they're waiting on a couple or a few offensive linemen to make a final decision. Last night, a couple of Arkansas coaches were in Bel Air, Texas, to check on Dwayne Johnson, big offensive tackle, who visited over the weekend. They feel pretty good about where they stand with him. It appears that he's down to Nebraska and Arkansas. And it wouldn't surprise me if he makes a decision by the end of this week. Arkansas really made up a lot of ground with him. He came in last week and actually told us, hey, I'm pretty much Nebraska lean right now, but Arkansas has a chance to make up some ground. And by Sunday, he said they had made up ground. So, Kenny Lacy, another four-star offensive lineman out in Arizona. Who else are you looking at? Denver Kirkland, four-star offensive lineman in Miami. That will probably come down to Miami and Arkansas as well. Don't feel quite as well as I do on Johnson. On Kirkland as I do with Johnson. But, yeah, they're still waiting on a few offensive linemen to make their decisions. But as far as defensive linemen, unless they pull a surprise this week, it would appear that they're pretty much set. With defensive end Tevin Beanham and the defensive tackle that they picked up this past weekend, Kateris Marks.
Let's go to Jason and Brian. Jason, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Danny, like I said, I always tell everybody he's one of the hardest working guys in the recruiting. Just wanted to get that out there. On their board, they have like 8 updates right now, so that's an awesome board. But Danny, I have two things. One was, how well do you feel about Alex Collins? I don't know. I just – spot on here, so I don't know if you've already talked, but I think we have a, I think it's more than 50-50 at Hogs.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, first of
Thank
all,
you, Jason.
Jason. Thanks.
Well, hey, I thought Trey was about to hang up on me. I had one more thing.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the other one was on the offensive lineman, like you said, on or just how much ground Coach Brett Bielema has made up on people. You know, like, we've been way behind. Some of these kids weren't even thinking about us, and how much ground he's made up in such a short amount of time. Could you explain that to people? Like, I mean, it's amazing what they've done. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, I'll touch on that one first. Okay. Coach Bielema has really done a good job, you know, covering, making up a lot of ground with a lot of these guys. Kenny Lacy is the perfect example. Arkansas offered him very early last year under the old staff, kind of kept in contact with him, was hoping to get him on campus during the season for an official visit. He never showed up. He actually committed to UCLA early in September and never made an Arkansas trip. The new staff comes in and finds out that, you know, there was some interest there, and he did want to visit at one time, so they thought they'd fly out there and see what might come of it, and sure enough, they were able to get him on campus last weekend. Now, whether it pays off with some of these guys, we'll have to wait and see. I do think it's probably a little bit unfair to the staff to judge them on this year's class. You know, a lot of I think it comes down to they ran out of time on a lot of these guys. They just didn't have enough time. I think 2014's class, you'll be able to really sit back and analyze how well they've done. What was the second part of his question, guys?
I think it was about Collins, the running back.
Yeah,
from
Alex Collins.
He said he feels a little bit better than 50-50, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of people do right now. You know, again, it goes back to the sanctions that Miami might be facing, and Alex really, really enjoys the fan base at Arkansas. He was really blown away by how much love and attention Arkansas has shown on Twitter and, you know, at the catfish hole, things like that. You know, just from outside looking in, it would appear he is Arkansas's top target at this point, and I think that really means a lot to him. So, as far as how I feel about him, I would say it's probably 50-50 for me personally.
We earlier in the week, also another question we had was some fans were worried that some of the guys that were offering their other offers were like Florida Atlantic, Bowling mm-hmm. Green. They were worried that Coach is just offering a couple of scholarships to fill up to get to that 25. Do you see him doing that, or should they not worry so much about, you know, what the ESPN recruiting has them as a two-star or three-star or whatever?
Yeah, it's a great question, and like I tell everybody, you know, I think you have to realize that Bielema actually cut ties with about eight guys that were committed in this class, so I don't think he's so caught up on filling up to 25. If he was, he probably wouldn't have cut ties with eight guys. You know, as far as the prospects they've picked up recently, I think Kataris Marks, you look at him, and he's one of those guys. He doesn't have a very impressive offer list, but when you do a little background research on him, you find out that Wisconsin had been on that guy for you know, 6 months, and 6-8 months, something like that, and had done their homework on him. Charlie Partridge, Brett Bielema, they were very aware of what he is and what kind of player he is, and they felt good about it, so they went with him. I think you look at Dre Coley, the safety they picked up, and he's another guy, not very many big-time offers. He had one from Cincinnati and one from TCU, which actually came from Randy Shannon. Everything I've heard on this guy is that Randy Shannon absolutely loves him and wanted him to play for him regardless of where he ended up. So, you know, he's a pretty good evaluator of talent, in my opinion. So we'll see what kind of player Arkansas got there.
Danny, Brett Bielema, following him on Twitter, you can tell sometimes he's got messages for recruits without calling them out. Talk about the Buddha photo from last night that looked like it was taken from the Hilton Anatole there in Dallas.
Yeah, very, very, very clever on his part, in my opinion. Of course, Buddha, for people who don't know, is Alex Collins' nickname on Twitter. And Bielema actually took a picture in front of a big Buddha. And
Coach Thomas was there too. Yeah, and Coach Thomas was there too.
Yeah, and Coach Thomas was there. Yeah, very clever move on his part. And it should be noted that that is 100% legal. He did not name Alex Collins or didn't even hint at him other than the the giant Buddha picture.
Danny, as always, good work, and we'll talk to you probably early next week because of National Signing Day being on Wednesday.
Sounds good, fellas. Call me anytime.